you economically prove that Krishna consciousness is simple and inexpensive life. Poor diet, living condition, healthy hygiene, everything prove that this is the best way of life. That's a fact. From all sides, prove that Krishna consciousness movement is essential for the human right. To make them happy in this life and next life. That is a fact.
Today I want to discuss about the manifestation of matter from Pradhana. Now, Lord Kapiladeva describes that from Pradhana is the undifferentiated sum total of all material elements. No, Pradhana. Then, from Pradhan, by the action of time, it's a Mahatattva is generated. Now, we are a little confused about, by the impregnation with the Lord's internal potency, there is a Hiranmaya. 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 It's produced within Mahatattva. And it's a Hiranmaya, is a self effulgent. It's effulgent.
Hiranmaya?
Yeah.
Thousand?
Effulgent.
Effulgent. Oh, effulgent. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, our point is, whether this Hiranmaya and the Mahatattva, the relationship between these two and Pradhana, how does that relate each other? It's not very clear in the Srimad Bhagavatam. You're not very clear at this point. It said from Pradhana, by the impregnation with the Lord's internal potency, the Hiranmaya is produced. That's actually the beginning of injection of jivas within these material modes.
Yes, it is a little complicated. So, is it not clear from the Srimad Bhagavatam?
It's a little difficult to understand the phenomenal descriptions.
In the Chaitanya Chaitamrita, Nityananda Tattva, you can read it. You get some clue.
We also get some clue from first canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, in the Purusha incarnations, probably explains about Mahatattva. Yeah. But there's a difference between. Our understanding is this, that Pradhana, both Pradhana and the Mahatattva, they're eternal, though they are material manifestations.
Everything is eternal.
No, eternal in the sense that it's different from Prakriti. Now, Prakriti is the when it is completely manifested.
Prakriti, Pradhan, Purush, these things are a little complicated.
But we wanted to clarify this because this is the nice thing that we can show that matter comes from light. I mean, this is the source.
There. Savikata, Sasrijata, by the glance of Mahabhusho. Eko Narayana Asi. In the beginning, Narayana was there. There was no Lord Shiva, not neither Brahma. This mantra was there. So originally, by the glance,
of the Vishnu,
you can prove it that how by the sun side everything is great. How it is? Your molecule and so on.
Yes.
You can describe. Actually, from the sun side, the trees are growing, leaves are coming. As soon as there's no sunshine, immediately they fall down the leaves and the tree becomes without any leaf. How this happened? The same problem. The sunshine has produced so many things. Simply by the glance of the Supreme, the material nature becomes agitated and the three gunas become manifest. In this way, these are described. The same person. How from the sun side the leaves are coming out, what are the molecular changes, if you can study. The same person.
Anyone with this Hiranmaya, the relationship between Mahatattva and the Hiranmaya is clear, then I think we can have some idea. So we are a little confusing this very point, that it is also said Pradhana is the 24 elements that doesn't contain time. But
Pradhana is the ingredient.
Yes, it is the sum total of the unmanifested material elements.
Mm.
Now, from Pradhana, actually, Mahatattva is manifested. In Mahatattva, there is a basic difference that there are already some manifestations in Mahatattva.
Categories.
Mm. There is already some manifestations.
Total material energy, Mahatattva.
Is that differentiated?
Mahatattva is differentiated.
The different categories?
No, the time element is there in Mahatattva.
Hmm.
So it is already 25 elements here, including the time.
Mm-hmm.
At this stage also, the impregnation of the Lord's internal potency means that the jivas are already impregnated here from Pradhana.
Hmm.
So here, the living entities are in pure goodness.
Mm-hmm. Living entities are all living entities. This material covering is separated. The living entities can be free from material covering at any moment. Just like water and oil is always separate, does not mix. The Vedi mantra also says, asangayam purusha. Actually, it is not mixed, but it is covered.
Mm.
That covering can be taken out at any moment. Simply like Krishna Kama. Samudhan samudhittayitana brahma bhuyar. I think this first canto is that description you try to understand.
No, in the first canto in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there also is not very clear
Then second canto, the development of Srishti Tattva. There you get.
Actually, there's also a difference in the Bhagavad Gita.
Mm.
It's Hiranmaya. So sometimes it's also called Brahman.
Brahman Yogi. Huh?
Brahman.
Brahma.
Brahman.
Brahma, yes. Yeah.
And
he is called Hiranyagarbha, Brahma.
Hiranyagarbha. It is also said in this state, pradhana state, the cause and effect are not clearly manifested.
Chaitanya, Chaitanya, did you refer? Nityananda Sastra.
No, that I haven't studied
it. We'll get clue there. Maybe in the third chapter. Bring up here.
Do you have the
third chapter?
Third chapter.
First chapter. First part, take it. First part, take it.
Chapter 3.
In Muslim country, Christians or the Americans preaching Hindu religion, it has been taken very seriously in Iran. Three different elements. The preaching center is Mahavadan, and the preacher in America, and the cult Hindu. So the princess of Iran and her husband, there, after that, they are very much appreciated. The daughter of Shah.
What is the verse, Prabhupada?
No, you read the contents.
On the index, maybe.
No, chapter 3.
Summary?
Yeah. In this chapter, the doctor has fully discussed the reason for the descent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, to displaying his pastimes as Lord Krishna, thought it wise to make his advent in the form of a devotee to explain personally the transcendental mellow reciprocations of service and love between himself and his servants, friends, parents, and fancies. According to the Vedic literature, the foremost occupational duty for humanity in this age of Kali is Nam Sankirtan, or congregational chanting of the holy name of the Lord. The incarnation for this age specially preaches this process, but only Krishna himself can explain the confidential loving service performed in the four principal varieties of loving affairs to the Supreme Lord and his devotees. Lord Krishna therefore personally appeared to his plenary persons as Lord Chaitanya. As stated in this chapter, only for that purpose did Lord Krishna appear personally in Navadvip in the form of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishnadas Kaviraj has herein presented most authentic evidence from Srimad Bhagavatam and other scriptures to substantiate the identity.
Read this chapter about the pattern, see the content. No, in the beginning, chapter by his content, the pattern of the Tattva.
The glories of Lord Nityananda Balaram. That should be
Too soon.
fifth chapter.
In this chapter is simply devoted to describing the essence of nature and the glories of Sri Tan Prabhu. Lord Sri Krishna is the absolute personality of Godhead, and his first expansion in the form of pastimes is Sri Balaram. The only limitation of this material world is the spiritual sky, Prabhyom, which has many spiritual planets, the supreme of which is called Krishna Loka. Krishna Loka, the abode of Krishna, has three divisions, which are known as Dwarka, Mathura, and Gokula. In that abode, the personality of Godhead expands himself into four plenary portions: Krishna, Balaram, Pradyumna, the transcendental Cupid, and Aniruddha. They are known as the original quadruple forms. And Krishna Loka is a transcendental place known as Svetadip or Vrindavan. Below Krishna Loka in the spiritual sky are the Vaikuntha planets. On this Vaikuntha planet, a four-handed Narayan, expanded from the first quadruple manifestation, is present. The personality of Godhead known as Sri Balaram in Krishna Loka is the original Sankarsan, attracting deity. And from this Sankarsan expands another Sankarsan called Mahasankarsan, who resides in one of the Vaikuntha planets. By his internal potency, Mahasankarsan maintains the transcendental existence of all the planets in the spiritual sky, where all the living beings are eternally liberated souls. The influence of the material energy is conspicuous here by his absence. On those planets, the second quadruple manifestation is present. Outside of the Vaikuntha planets is the impersonal manifestation of Sri Krishna, which is known as the Brahmaloka. On the other side of the Brahmaloka is the spiritual Karana Samudra, or causal ocean. The material energy exists on the other side of the causal ocean without touching it. And the causal ocean is Mahavishnu, the original Purusha expansion from Sankarsan. This Mahavishnu places his glance over the material energy, and by a reflection of his transcendental body, he amalgamates himself within the material elements. As the source of the material elements, the material energy is known as Pradhan. And as the source of the manifestations of the material energy, it is known as Maya. But material nature is inert in that she has no independent power to do anything. She is empowered to make the cosmic manifestation by the glance of Mahavishnu. Therefore, the material energy is not the original cause of the material manifestation. Rather, the transcendental glance of Mahavishnu over material nature produces that cosmic manifestation.
So you try to understand this, everything with you. Material energy has no power to create. It is this glance that makes material energy change. Your chemical combination, that alkaline and acid, they create some agitation, evolution. But it is done by the chemist. He mixes the two liquids and then he passes. It is like that. So you read that chapter carefully.
Mahatattva, when the lower glances are impregnated, or is it glancing?
That is spiritual.
Yes, this is still spiritual.
That glancing is spiritual.
Yeah.
So, matter itself cannot do anything. Ajagalastam, that would be. Ajagalastam. The nipples in the throat or neck. And there are some nipples. The nipple gives it, that is, not milk giving it. So, nature is creating. Generally they say, by nature. But nature has no power. It is matter. When there is glance of Sankarsana or Vishnu, that it is.
That's that when a living entity is impregnated in this state, it is also said that there it is in the pure goodness.
Pure goodness always. It is simply power.
This is not completely manifested yet, but then it says by the contamination of pure goodness by ahankar, then starts material ego. From there everything is going to manifest. So once we come to material ego, then it seems clear.
That is explained in Bhagavad Gita. By the Purusha Prakriti Stopi.
It's not Bruce, is it? Yeah.
Prakriti is tohi, bhunte prakriti janu,
guna,
karanam guna, sanvasya, sadasat, yoni, janvasya. The living entity in material nature does follows the ways of life, enjoying the three modes of nature. This is due to his association with that material nature, that it meets with good and evil amongst various species. use the contaminated ego or contaminated consciousness different from false ego.
Mm-hmm. That is contaminated ego, false ego.
But we have subdivision in Karakanta for internal subtle senses. They said mind, intelligence, ego, and contaminated consciousness. Mm. And this ego is false ego. Mm. And another division is contaminated consciousness.
False ego. I have this matter and this body. This is false ego.
Yeah, but why it is a false
ego is there, but this is false ego. Mm.
Then by association with the modes, there is contaminated consciousness.
But still, in this verse, on 726, verse 14, says there are four internal subtle senses. Now, these four senses are mind, intelligence, ego, and the contaminated consciousness. There is
that the real ego? The soul?
The contaminated senses.
Here we are. Mano buddhi ahankaras hitam nityantaratmakam chitada lakshite vedo vidya lakshana rupaya.
The internal subtle senses are experienced as having four aspects in the shape of mind, intelligence, ego, and contaminated consciousness. Distinctions between them can be made only by different functions, since they represent different characteristics. Support. The four internal senses or subtle senses described herein are defined by different characteristics. When pure consciousness is polluted by material contamination and identification with the body becomes predominant, this is called false ego. Consciousness is the function of the soul, and therefore behind consciousness there is soul. When consciousness is polluted by material contamination, this is called a hung car.
Mukte prakriti jan guna. The same thing. Purusha prakriti sa. Mukte prakriti jan guna.
Is this ego mentioned here, is it a false ego? That's what I understand.
Well, yes. Mm. Real ego is and carrot tapus. Ahang Brahmas.
So is there false ego in different mode, like false ego in the mode of ignorance, false in the mode of passion or goodness?
Yes.
So that consciousness can be contaminated according to the mode in which it's associated. Yes. So I am identifying with my body in any mode, that is false ego. Yeah. But my consciousness is contaminated by a particular mode. Maybe passion, maybe ignorance, maybe goodness. So then my consciousness is contaminated. Mm-hmm. So false ego is the base of all material activities, but I may be acting in a certain mode, contaminated in a certain way. Is that right?
Yeah.
That is what it means.
Is everything clear? This is for internal subtle senses?
What else you got?
Actually, consciousness is a symptom of life. So when we say contaminated consciousness, means the quality of life is there. But somehow
that is mixed with material.
Right. Originally it is goodness, very pure goodness, you say. Originally in the beginning of creation.
I give the example, just like water falling from the sky. It is crystal clear. distilled water. But as soon as touches the ark, it becomes muddy. Mm. But that muddiness can be filtered.
Mm. Plus, muddiness is the character of the mud,
yeah,
not the consciousness.
Yeah.
And it can be cleansed, filtered out.
Yeah. That's filtering process in devotional.
Mm.
So unless the water is different from the precipitated matter,
mm,
how it can be filtered?
Mm.
So far we are concerned, Prakriti is clear, but the source of Prakriti is a little, so we try to...
Mm.
Actually, we want to show this properly in our chapter on some sort of creation, creation of our material manifestation.
Mm.
Now, this I want to...
You will get this in from second count.
Mm-hmm. That's the first step in self-realization, chapter?
No, this chapter. This chapter.
Fifth? Huh?
Fifth chapter, sixth chapter. Two chapters.
Aptasarga visargasya, that was second canto, final.
Is matter generated within a given body, like the body of a given being, while it's living? Is matter generated and annihilated within that body during its time of life?
Body is matter. Whole body is combination of matter.
Right. Does the living entity within, or the super
soul, within, yes.
Does it generate matter? So say the body could get heavier or lighter because of that?
Because the living entity is there, matter is generated.
Yes, because some...
There's like a tree, the living entity is there, a big log wood is generated.
Mm. Like that stone.
Huh?
Like that stone.
Yeah, everything.
Now, that stone is increasing its weight.
Mm-hmm.
So when someone goes to see the stone, he sees, the stone is bigger and heavier also.
Mm.
So that increased material or matter that makes up the bigger size of the stone, is that matter being generated from the soul?
Yeah.
From the spirit soul. So spirit soul has power.
Matta sarvam pravartate. Similarly, from the spirit soul everything has come out.
Hmm. So spirit soul can create matter.
Actually, from light matter is generated.
Yeah.
Not from matter light is generated.
Hmm.
That is all.
There were some people who had done measurements and...
Measurement is there,
mm,
in the Vedic literature, Upanishad, Puranas.
Is it that the living entity, when he creates this matter to expand like the stone is growing,
mm,
does he manufacture this material from the etheric platform, or does he...
According to his desire, you see.
Simply by desiring.
Mm.
Yes, there have been some modern scientists have done some experiments.
Mm.
Showing that in the soil there are organisms, microorganisms and earthworms that can produce chemicals increasing just simply by their presence.
I have given that example that he has mentioned.
Mm. Pasteur?
No, this lemon.
A lemon tree. A lemon tree.
Lemon tree producing chemicals.
Huh?
some people would say that the lemon tree was simply taking food and rearranging it to produce those lemon trees.
The tree is the source, but everything is there in the earth. But God's creation is so nice that through this tree, the chemical is coming. The chemical is there in the earth. But the seed of the lemon tree, when grown, it extracts the particular type of chemical.
You were wondering then if also it could produce a matter, instead of taking from the earth and rearranging it.
No, earth is the source of everything. Sarva dugha mahi. Sarva kama dugha mahi. Is that problem? Actually, you are getting all chemicals from the earth.
So they are already there.
Yeah.
Created by Krishna.
Yeah. It's a jarva.
He's trying to mention an experiment in science. There's a man called
that
Oscar.
Is your duty.
He tries to show that in a living
but
system.
Again, we can see practically different seeds exacting different color, different flavor, different chemicals. Mm. Everything is coming from the earth. Sarva dugha, sarva kama dugha. Everything is coming.
So the plant...
Simply outside arrangement, how to take it.
So in other words, the tree or the plant in agriculture takes the chemicals from the soil and...
Seed. As soon as it comes in touch with the earth, the seed exacts particular chemicals and everything from there.
Right.
The leader.
So that spirit soul in the seed, he is not creating
that
anything.
Spirit soul.
No, he's taking.
Spirit soul, according to his karma, takes shelter of the situation.
Right.
But the seed, the chemical composition, exacts the desire.
It's all Krishna's arrangement.
Yes.
Can the seed do that without the spirit soul being present within the seed?
Huh?
Can the seed extract anything without the spirit soul being present in it?
No.
So in other words...
It is instrumental. Like you have to do something, you require an instrument. Actually, according to the desire of the living entity, he's given instrument. Brahman Sarva Bhutani, Jantra Rurahanima. But Jantra, you require something, you require a particular Jantra or machine. The seed is practically the machine. And the living entity is using it to satisfy it to that.
So that growth of matter, that's the matter's coming from outside and the spirit soul simply taking it and expanding his body.
Is Earth still being manifested from ether, like the description in the Bhagavatam is from sound and then two different elements finally down to Earth.
Yeah.
Is that still happening today?
Everything. All is happening.
Like
nature's life is going on.
Yeah, so I was wondering, is like Earth still being manifested in the living bodies from sound and so on, like the chemists?
The process is going on. As this guy, it is going on.
So, the spirit soul is in the seed, and the seed interacts with the other chemicals to make growth. So, if the chemicals are not there in the earth, then that seed cannot make those chemicals.
The chemical is there in the earth. According to the seed, it is exempt.
Now, suppose like...
That's like a chemist, they analyze, they separate the ingredient. So much percentage, so much percentage, so much percentage. Everything is there. Within the earth, everything is there. The seed is the instrument and the living entity is the exactor. Or what is that? Exactor?
Yeah.
executor.
He takes, utilizes.
Boom there. Put it down.
Extracts. Now, suppose like now, it's like this Vedic injunction against artificial fertilizers in the soil. Suppose, as modern farmers are doing, they use this artificial fertilizer and the soil becomes depleted in
that
certain chemicals.
That becomes the same principle. Mm-hmm. You are living entity.
Right.
By artificial fertilizer, you are exacting something from the earth, the same principle. Mm-hmm.
Now, suppose we take so many chemicals from the earth and then they become a little depleted. Can those chemicals be replaced by the earth itself as the ongoing process of nature?
Everything is coming from there.
That is it. Therefore, there's an interesting point in science itself that somebody tried to show that in the living body, when life is within matter, it doesn't follow the conservation of matter. So, science, one of the basic principles of science is that
all the living conditions are there in the matter, provided there is a living being. That's all. That's like a dead body. It is not that the living condition is finished. No. The living conditions are there. That particular soul has left that body. But the dead body is also full of ingredients of living condition. So many germs are coming out when the body is decomposed. We say decomposition, but even in that decomposed condition, there is living condition. So the living conditions are already there. Matter in any form. Now the Yastra says there is no life. There is one breath. There is not one. The living conditions are all in there. This is the example. Now, the decomposed body, the living being has left. Now it is dead man, but still the living beings are coming up. How it is? That means matter has all of the potential to give shelter to the living being. But it is impossible that there is no living being in this world. It is bogus. We cannot accept any condition. There is provision for the living. You see actually in the earth, in the air, in the water, in the fire, the five elements. Whatever you take is five elements in different proportions. So the living, just like from perspiration, living entity itself. It is impossible that there is no living entity. There is bogus, complete. It's a challenge.
A living entity that they are familiar with.
That is another thing. Kupamundukna again. They know some certain type of living entity. That's all.
So they think that all the living entities would be like that.
But that is their Kupamundukna. Dr. Prabhu. But the fact is, any condition of material existence, there is possibility of living entity. Yeah. Sarvaga. Sanu achalayanu sarvaga. Everywhere there is living entity. It is impossible to conclude that on other planet there is no living entity. It is not possible.
Is it possible to do some experiments? Is it possible?
Even experiment, you see, the dead body, it is obnoxious, smelly, but living into this kind.
No, to show that matter is generated by life, want to do some experiment.
Is that every day we are experiencing? That we can see and the living entity comes and it becomes a tree and grows, big tree, huge body. And as soon as it is dead, the body is not in being.
You mean two things. You mean that
everything is coming from life.
Yes.
Krishna says, he is the supreme life. Mm. He says, matta sarvam pravartate iti matya vajante va buddha bhavata. He is the origin of everything. Mm. Both matter and life, everything. So the matter also coming from life, life is also coming from. Therefore, life is the original source of it. Janmadasya-jata. So, that Janmadasya-jata is life. That is explained in the Bhagavad. Janmadasya-jata annaya itarata-sri-arthi-sri-abhijyana. That source of everything is life. And is fully conscious of everything what is happening. Annayat, indirectly and directly, fully conscious, that is life.
So, that matter is coming from Krishna originally.
Everything is coming from Krishna.
Then the spirit soul, he has his activities, and he's active.
And he may be inactive, but his certain desires is active. That is creating. And matter is supplying. That is pradhan, supplying.
So he creates the situation for the matter, but not the he doesn't create the matter itself.
He wants, I want this. And God is there. He asks material energy to supply the ingredient. And he creates.
Chapter 5 or 6.